Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Omid Scobie, clearly on Team Harry and Meghan and writing his weekly column for Yahoo, writes, "Previous jubilees, particularly with newlyweds William and Kate in 2012, were not only celebrations of the monarch, but also the institution of the monarch itself. This time, perhaps due to the increasingly divided opinions of the royal establishment in 2022 and its declining popularity amongst the young people, the focus was wisely kept on Queen Elizabeth II's life and legacy. Even tabloid drama was kept at bay, eagerness to facilitate a comeback moment during the events, and Prince Harry and Meghan's presence at two engagements quietly came to cheers and went. Their private moments with the Queen, who met great-granddaughter Lilibet on more than one occasion, were kept exactly that. Prince Charles and Camilla, Duchess of Cornwall, were also able to spend some time with the couple before they returned to California on Sunday. For those wondering, I'm told there was no interaction between the Sussexes and the Cambridges, but that story is for another time. Though other members of the royal family continued to enjoy public interest, it's fair to say Prince Louis became a star in his own right this past week, his playful antics receiving more social media attention than all but the Queen. Jubilee events with the monarch ended up falling a little flat at times, intervals that served as countdowns to sightings of a woman who is still the star of the Windsor show. Speeches from Prince William and Prince Charles during the Platinum Party at the Palace allowed the two heirs to give a taste of what's to come when they take on new roles in the not-too-distant future. But one couldn't help but feel a little underwhelmed when looking at the royal landscape without the Queen and the additional loss of the Gen Z favoured Sussexes. And that is where one of the many problems lie ahead for the future of the firm. While we celebrate the Queen's golden reign, we are also reminded that the future without her might just, I dare say it, look a little dull. Someone not on Team Meghan and Harry is Piers Morgan, who told Fox News, "Meghan and Harry, the British public have decided, are guilty of brazen hypocrisy because they love to preach about all sorts of things to us and then do complete opposites. And we saw it again, didn't we? They flew in from California. How'd they get here? On a massive gas-guzzling private plane and then flew all the way back to California before it even ended on Sunday, before the Queen hit the balcony. They were back on their gas-guzzling plane. They're the ones preaching to us about carbon footprint and they're the ones using private planes like taxis. That's hypocrisy and the British public see right through it." If the royals are in need of star power, the Mirror suggests Wills and Kate are trying their best to step it up. Royal expert Duncan Larcombe explained, "They've swapped their wax jackets and walks with the dogs for tiaras, ball gowns and velvet, and walks down the red carpet with Tom Cruise. This is about that coming of age, the Prince and Princess of Wales in waiting." Palace Intrigue will be right back. I'd like to introduce you to a new sponsor of Palace Intrigue. It's a very sensitive sponsor because it involves a very sensitive area. Yes, I'm talking grooming, but not just the grooming you can see, it's the grooming down there. Yes, gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Ballsy. They make men's products for man parts. It's no secret that the groin area is prone to odor, sweat, and irritation. So upgrade the game with Ballsy. They make quality, long-lasting products formulated to keep you fresh, comfortable, and confident. Don't think for one second that Ballsy is just trimmers. They've got your nether regions covered with washers, sprays, and more. Ballsy is made from only the good stuff, like essential oils and plant extracts. No sulfates, parabens, synthetic dyes, and of course no testing on animals. Now, I know most of the people listening to this podcast are women who are going to go, "Ooh, stop talking about ball washing." But ladies and men, I know there are a lot of you out there who would like your partner to be a little better in the grooming area down there. Ballsy is the perfect gift for any time of the year, or even a gift for yourself. Ballsy's ball-focused hygiene practice will improve your daily comfort, skin health, and keep you smelling incredible. So keep the funk off your junk. Right now, if you go to ballwash.com/palace and put in promo code PALACE, you'll receive 20% off your order of $50 or more. That's 20% off when you go to ballwash.com/palace and use that promo code PALACE. People tried to find out more about the Queen's appearance with Paddington Bear, but Buckingham Palace isn't commenting on the clip as they don't want to demystify it. One royal source says, and take away the magic. But people have learned that the video was filmed in March at Windsor Castle with Paddington added later by CGI techniques, which makes sense, given that he isn't real. It's likely that a staff or crew member sat opposite the monarch during filming to help Her Majesty. The Guardian reports plenty of viewers have taken to social media to post about their delight at how bizarrely British the pageant got at times. Guardian media editor Jim Waterson posted a brief segment which celebrated the 1980s with the Trotters-reliant Robin Van from Only Fools and Horses, followed by a series of Sinclair C5s. After that came Pac-Man and a walking Rubik's Cube before a group of women dressed in Lycra appeared representing the decade's aerobics explosion. And with the pesky Jubilee behind us, we can get back to good old-fashioned Kate is Wonderful stories like this one from The Mirror. Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis bake Jubilee cupcakes with Mum Kate Middleton. The Cambridge kids are busy in the kitchen. On Sunday, Kate Middleton and Prince William shared photos of the royal mum baking up a storm with Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis. The three kids were intrigued as Mum Kate also relaxed in a pink gingham top and jeans iced the vanilla cupcakes with sprinkles. Especially proud of the effort, Charlotte gasped with joy, while George laughed at her reaction. Simply wonderful. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your favorite shows. And my Francis, my thanks to John McDermott. It's the Palace Intrigue, and continues.